When we hear the word hypnosis, many people automatically think of what we refer to as stage hypnosis, which is performed in front of an audience, usually in a theater or club as a show. This typically involves hypnotizing members of the audience and making them carry out a range of hilarious actions. However, stage hypnosis performances often encourage audience members to look further into the benefits of hypnotism. What exactly is hypnosis? It can be described as altering a person's state of consciousness and heightening their responsiveness to suggestion. The most common way of inducing a state of hypnosis is through the actions of a hypnotist, who engages the attention of the subject and puts them into a trance-like state. The hypnotist usually speaks in a monotonous tone and utters repeated verbal commands. Hypnosis can also be self-induced, brought on by certain relaxation techniques, such as concentrating on one's own breathing, or by a variety of other rituals that form part of many mystical and religious ceremonies. While in the altered hypnotic state, the attention of the subject is withdrawn from, though still conscious of, the outside world. Instead, a state of consciousness is assumed in which the focus is on the self, in particular on the subject's mental, sensory, and physiological experiences. When a hypnotist puts a subject into a trance, a close relationship inevitably develops between the two, especially if the hypnosis is being used in psychiatric treatment. While most people can be hypnotized, the depth of the trance will vary widely. This is usually dependent on the emotional state of the subject, though the skill of the hypnotist plays a role too. Apparently, only 20% of subjects can actually be made to enter a profound, sleep-like trance, in which the subject is completely unaware of what is going on in the outside world. This kind of trance is necessary if the subject is to respond automatically to post-hypnotic suggestions, and it is something that many subjects do not achieve, partly perhaps because of their own resistance. As far as therapy is concerned, a light trance is all that needs to be achieved. One of the benefits of hypnotism is that it can bring the subject into deeper contact with their own emotional life and makeup. This can result in the lifting of repressions and the exposure of hidden conflicts and fears. In the hands of a skilled hypnotist, this kind of therapy can be life-changing for many people. However, it also lends itself to misinterpretation. Some of a subject's supposed early and possibly repressed memories may, in fact, be combined with fantasy. If the hypnotist cannot recognize this or distinguish truth from fiction, there is a danger of false accusations being made. At the end of the last century, the U.S. witnessed a spate of court cases in which adults blamed their parents for mistreating them as children. The memories on which these accusations were based, however, turned out not to be true in most cases. Hypnosis can be used to treat a number of behavioral and physiological problems. For example, it can be used successfully to alleviate back pain and the pain resulting from burns. It has also been used by some obstetricians as the sole analgesic for natural childbirth. Its use in dentistry is also becoming increasingly popular, more as a means of relaxing the patient than as a way of reducing pain and discomfort, though. Research done into hypnotism as a therapy for the conditions previously mentioned has shown time and again that the effect of hypnosis exceeds that of other methods which use the mind-over-matter approach. Few doctors, however, include hypnosis as part of their normal practice. Problems such as smoking, overeating, and insomnia also seem treatable with hypnosis. Nonetheless, the majority of psychiatrists still feel that more fundamental psychiatric conditions should be treated with the patient in a normal state of consciousness.
Now listen again.